Our pipe is about 2,000 years old, which is the period from which we have the earliest evidence for tobacco use in North America. Tobacco was first cultivated in Central and South America, smoked wrapped in the leaves of other plants, and then enjoyed like a cigar. In the colder north, though, there were no wrapping leaves to be had through the long winters, so smokers had to find another way of containing their tobacco. And so they made pipes. The cigar-pipe divide seems very much to have been a result of climate. Stone pipes are found consistently in the Ohio burial mounds. This indicates, I think, that they must have had some special place in the lives of the people that made and used them. Although archaeologists haven't yet understood their precise meaning, we can get an insight into how they may have been regarded. Here's the Native American historian, Gabrielle Tayac.
There's a whole cosmology and theology that go with pipes that are extremely complex. They carry with them all of the meanings of religious teachings. They're definitely considered to be living beings that should be treated as such rather than just objects or even sacred objects that particularly come alive and come into their own power when the bowl is united with the stem. There are rituals and initiations that go along with it. There are tremendous responsibilities that go along with being a pipe carrier in particular places. I even hesitate to call them objects.